Poirot and Me. Written by David Suchet and Geoffrey Wonsell. Read by David Suchet.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
It's a damp, chill Friday morning in November, and I'm feeling old, very old. So old, indeed, that I'm on the brink of death. I've lost 2 stone in weight, my face is the colour of aged parchment, and my hands are gnarled like human claws. I'm about to breathe my last as Agatha Christie's idiosyncratic Belgian detective, Hercule Poirot, who has been part of my life as an actor for almost a quarter of a century. I've played him in no fewer than 66 television films, and I'm about to bid him farewell. It is, quite simply, one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, even though I am, of course, only an actor playing a part. Poirot's death is to take place on Soundstage A at Pinewood Studios in Buckinghamshire, 20 miles or so northwest of London, at 11 o'clock in the morning on this November day. And I'm in the middle of the great echoing stage where Poirot is to meet his end in this, his last case, curtain. All around me are the crew of 90 with their huge lights and the swinging sound booms, the makeup and hair ladies, the director.